Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to have you along on great radio stations like Baker, Montana's 960 KFLN AM. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Kim's going to tell us a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News.
Indeed I am. Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones that are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture, from grain to gears. It's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
Kim, I think our listeners have probably heard Casey at the Bat, the great baseball player.
Yes, yes.
How about,
yes.
Have you heard Casey at the Bank?
I do not believe I have.
This is something that Jim handed down by Terry Brewster. It looked extremely rocky for the Mudville brass that day, for the legendary Casey had threatened not to play. Time was of the essence. His free agency drew near. "Come on, Casey," begged the owner. "We'll make it right next year." With an enigmatic smile, great Casey's visage shone, and calmly he did dial the boss's telephone. He nodded, and he mumbled, and he chose his words with care. "I'll discuss it with my agent. I'm sure he'll know what's fair." The agent rushed right over and got into the fray. He'd worked his little tail off for a share of Casey's pay. "No bonuses, no contract," the agent told the brass. "You'd better think it over, and you'd better do it fast." The agent laid his cards out. He knew of what he spoke. Let's face it, without Casey, this franchise would go broke. He hits the ball, he catches it. He is so fleet of foot. To find a better player, why, even God would be hard put. From the general manager came a stifled laugh as he reached into his pocket and pulled out last year's map. Home runs, he had 11. RBIs, a mere 3 score. And his all-important average was a puny 204. He stumbled in the outfield. He fell asleep on base. He swung at a pitch in Oakville that hit him in the face. "And that's not all," the head man said, his voice now almost a shout. "If Mudville counts on anything, it's that Casey will strike out." The agent raised his voice in turn. He'd played this game before. He had represented lesser men, and none of them was poor. "It's silly, men, to ponder Casey's numbers at the plate. It's not how you play the game that counts. It's how you count the gate." He reminded them of TV rights and ancillary tills, all the other businesses that pay the franchise bills, program sales and radio, even mighty Casey dolls. Mudville, without its hero, is like a game without a ball. "So ante up," he told them, "before your time runs out. Supply and demand, my friend, is what it's all about. I'll tell you what our desires are, and I'll let you only once. Sign here in triplicate, and he's yours for the next 6 months." The agent had a laundry list and read it, seemed for hours. His first demand was salary, a mere $10 million. The money would be deferred, of course, to fool the IRS. He'd also need a car, a house, some stocks, and all the rest. When Casey's agent finished, the owner sighed and moaned, then called on Mudville Savings to inquire about a loan. Finally, the legal deal was struck, and Casey became a wealthy man. No one would regret it, he said, down to the very last van. There was a time in Mudville when Casey played for fun, when children of all ages lived for his next home run. No one thought of options and no cut contracts then, and no one dared call baseball players mercenary men. Ah, the grand old game has suffered, but yet it perseveres. The crack of bats on baseball has lasted all these years. The agents are intrusive, the contract talks a bore, but when the game's in progress, there is that same old roar. In Mudville, too, the game's the same. Happy is its state. And still, the finest moments come with Casey at the plate. Although he is much older, he is baseball owner's dream. Casey cares more now than ever, you see. He owns the team.
Well, that's pretty good.
A little bit of a take on that. Yeah. Casey at the Bank by Terry Brewster.
That's very cute. And here's a by the way piece of tidbit of information. We are on our 1,500th Good Stuff program.
Really?
Yeah.
That many already?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It seems like it wasn't very long ago that Jim was still doing it. But the time, I guess, goes quickly. I don't know what else to say. Anyway, we're so delighted you continue to join us, and we hope that you share this with others. We appreciate that you listen on stations like Sundance, Wyoming, Dirt Road Radio, and Moorcroft, Wyoming, KBFS, also Dirt Road Radio. Thank you for listening to The Good Stuff.